Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, the issue that we're discussing is Islam and Jesus. That's brought to light because of an individual by the name of Dean Obeidallah. That's O-B-E-I-D-A-L-L-A-H, Obeidallah. And I'm sure he pronounces it different. But he says that Donald Trump is the opposite of the teaching of Jesus Christ in every way. So we're examining that statement based on the question, who or what is Islam? What does the Quran say about jihad, that is holy war? And what does the Bible say about Jesus? Jesus was one that taught peace. Islam and Muhammad taught war and murder and practiced that down through the centuries. But ladies and gentlemen, as we've been talking about that, we've looked at some of the statements in relationship to what the Quran says in the surah, some of the surahs in there about holy war, that is jihad. But what I want us to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're paying for it with taxpayer money in our universities and our colleges. And today there's a push to elect 5,200. I didn't say 52. 5,200. That's 5,200 Islamics to go into office across America. We already have enough with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and others that are Islamic in the House and the Senate in D.C. today. That is, you've noticed what they're doing. They hate America. They will not assimilate in America. They hate the Jews. They hate Israel. They hate everything that stands for that which is honorable and noble. And here we are now where they're pushing for 5,200 Islamics for office across America. We must wake up and realize, ladies and gentlemen, the looming danger facing the United States of America as a result of that statement. And I was just reading before our news break where CARE, that's Council on American Islamic Relations, which supposedly is the representative body of the Islamics in America, they're pushing for these 30 Islamics in Congress, in the Senate in particular, and then 5,200 they're pushing for across America that's running for office. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, Muslim running for Congress, we're done waiting. It's our turn now. Solomon Rappert is a 27-year-old Muslim running for Congress in Michigan. He's challenging U.S. Representative Debbie Dingell in Michigan's 12th Congressional District for 2020. And recently he released a campaign video on Facebook saying, quote, we're done waiting. It's our turn now, end quote. An independent journalist from California who covers the news that mainstream media refused to report covers anti-American candidates running for the United States elections, terrorism, crime committed by illegal aliens, and the indoctrination of children through schools and media. The media is not covering this, ladies and gentlemen. The fake, phony, false, faux media is not covering what is taking place in relationship to these that are running for office to take control of the American jurisprudence system and for the American political system in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding in my hand the book that I had the privilege of researching and writing. It was long, it was laborious. It required much research and study in the Quran, but it's entitled, Is Islam Tolerant? I want to read you a few excerpts as I have chosen to select these because of the subject matter today, Islam and Jesus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me just go back to the table of contents in my book and give you an idea of how this book covers such a broad swath of what is called Islam. In chapter 1 and following, Islam and Allah, Islam in the Quran, Islam and abrogation, that means changing of verses, Islam and the Holy Bible, Islam and deception. In fact, they make fun of our Bible, ladies and gentlemen. They make fun of it, say that it's simply a fraud. They say that it's made up words and it is not real. Islam and deception. They have, under Islamic rule and regulation, they have the right and the authority by Allah to lie to you if it will cause Islam to be promoted. Islam and Muhammad the sinner. He recognized he was a sinner. He prayed to Allah, but he prayed to the wrong God. So, ladies and gentlemen, Allah, Muhammad, died and went to hell. Then we see in chapter, on page 79, the seventh chapter, Islam and Jesus. I'll read you some excerpts from that in a moment. And then you see in chapter 8, Islam and the crucifixion, Islam and Mary. They talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus, but it's at a totally different dispensation, totally different time. It's the wrong Mary. It's not the same Mary that's spoken of as the mother of Jesus in the Bible. Islam and salvation, Islam and hell, Islam and the Trinity. They reject the Trinity. Islam and Jews, Islam and the sword, Islam and women, Islam and polygamy, Islam and human rights. There are no human rights. Islam and tolerance. There are no tolerance. And I could go on and on. Islam and friends, page 257 and following. Islam is taught that you cannot make friends with Jews or with Christians. But I digress by saying that. Let me get back to page 79 in chapter 7, Islam and Jesus. Let me read you a few excerpts directly from these pages, ladies and gentlemen. The name Jesus is found 25 times in the Quran. Islam considers Jesus a prophet just like Moses, Abraham, and Noah, but totally reject the deity of Jesus Christ. Islam completely rejects the biblical truth about Jesus Christ being God, come in the flesh to become the payment for the sins by his death on the cross. But if Jesus is just a man, we're all dead in our trespasses and sins. Further then, let me read you page 80, a portion. The Bible tells us the name of Jesus was chosen by God himself. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1 and verse 21. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I quote several of the surahs, that's the verses out of the Quran. Surah 4171 says this, "The Messiah Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger." Notice now, no more. I'm reading you from my book, but it's directly from the Quran. Quran Surah 4171. "Jesus was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary. Say not that there are three," that is the Trinity, "for Allah is but one God." Then in Surah 5:116, Allah will say, "Jesus, the son of Mary, did you ever say to worship me and my mother as God besides Allah?" And I further state then, the Quran completely rejects the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, I quote verse after surah after surah after surah. And then you find on page 82 further quotes from the Quran. Jesus is instructed to worship Allah. In Surah 5:72, "Surely they have disbelieved who say Allah is Messiah, the son of Mary." And, of course, they refer to Jesus as being Isis and Mary. It says, now, let me read that again. "Surely they disbelieve, they have disbelieved who say Allah is the Messiah and son of Mary. But the Messiah, Isis, says, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord, and your Lord. Verily, whosoever sets up partners," that is, in worship, "with Allah, then has forbidden paradise to him, and the fire will be his abode. And the polytheists," that is Christians and wrongdoers, "there are no helpers." You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's a disclaimer of who Jesus is. The Quran says that Jesus is simply one that worships Allah, and Jesus is the one that points people to Allah, and that Jesus is the one, the Jesus of the Quran is to be worshipped, and the Christians are wrong, and they're wrongdoers. Page 84 in my book, quoting again from the different surahs, I give a preamble to that. "Islam rejects Jesus' sonship. The Quran denies that Allah begets or takes to himself offspring in several places in the Quran." And then I go through several of them. Surah 112, verse 1, 2, and 3. "O Muhammad, he is Allah the One, the self-sufficient master whom all creation creatures need, that neither eats nor drinks. He begets nor was he begotten." It says that Allah does not beget nor was he begotten. And further in the surahs, ladies and gentlemen, it says that Allah wasn't married, so how could he have a son? What the Quran does is they cast dispersion and doubt and total rejection on Jesus Christ as being God come into flesh, as being divine. They absolutely reject that, ladies and gentlemen. The Quran, Islam, rejects Jesus' crucifixion on the cross. They deny that Jesus Christ is God, that he is not deity. And I could go on and on and on, and we will in a moment. We have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. And the worst part of it is there's a movement, I don't know if you know or not, the so-called Christians, lukewarm Christians. It is called the Emerging Church.
Yes.
They left the churches, the Bible teaching churches, because according to them, it's not open-minded enough. So
that's the exact words they use.
Yes, and they criticize everybody that stands for biblical truth. And it's amazing to see, because to me, this is like, it's a hemorrhoid inside the own body of Christ. They're twisting everything, and everything is not based on what the Bible says. It's how I feel. I got to be nice with everybody. We have to be nice. Well, the Bible says that it's not by things that we do that we are safe, you know. We are saved by the sacrifice of Jesus. But these people is pandering to these groups of people. So anything goes and whatever goes, and they are inviting to the media to fool the one that doesn't know the Bible. But it's great what you're doing, brother, open people's eyes to the reality of these religions on what the actual Word of God says. I really commend you for what you do, brother.
Yes, if you'll hang on for just a moment, let me respond to you talking about the Emergent Church. Mm-hmm. You know, Rob Bell was part of the initial group of the Emergent Church, and Rob Bell, in his book on published in 2011, says, Love Wins. Rob Bell is the first one within the Emergent Church that denies the reality of hell. He said, hell is what we're going through here on earth. Hell is just our final stop before we are elevated or promoted to heaven, is his very words out of his book, Love Wins, of 2011. And it's that mindset out of the Emergent Church that embraces every ism and schism, as I call it, and says that everything is all right. It's almost like pantheism or universalism that is believing in everything except the truth of the Word of God, and yet rejecting the fundamental foundational facts of the Scripture in all that they're saying and doing. You're exactly right.
Yes, and I believe those are the 21st century Pharisees in biblical times. Maybe they don't dress like the biblical times, but they know the truth. But the fleshly feelings, they are so full of not the Holy Spirit or the flesh or the world, that they want to please the world when Jesus told that they're completely opposite. So they twist the Bible for their own condemnation. And I think as true followers of Christ, we are being called to change our lifestyle to God's lifestyle. It cannot be the other way around. Well, these people wants to be the other way around, and they are teaching a Christ that is not the one from the Bible. But I commend you and all those teachers and preachers that are teaching the Bible as it is written without any changes, because the Bible is very clear. When you remove anything from the Bible, you know, the Lord hates that. He condemns that. But it's sad to see how many so-called lukewarm Christians that they are falling for this lie. And they are being misled, and they're not being a genuine Christian. They're being lukewarm, and you know what the Lord called these people, and was the final destination. So thank you very much for your program, brother, and let's hope that many people that are listening open their eyes and flee for those lies from those lukewarm Christians that are not beneficial for the kingdom of heaven. Thank you very much, brother.
Yes, thank you so much for your call, for your input, for your statements that are so very point on with what's being said today. The problem is today, just as our caller just said, that we have our churches today, so many of them, that are filled with the Emergent Church philosophers and believers. In fact, we have a lot of what I call the pop-up churches today that have the goosebump theology, the cotton candy theology, and the voodoo theology, which is far-fetched from anything that's called the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this Muslim man that's advocating against President Trump, saying that he's the opposite of everything that Jesus teaches, and yet he claims to be a Muslim, admits it on national air when he's being interviewed on C-SPAN, and I reckon he thinks that we're dumb, stupid, or crazy, or he is absolutely ignorant of what the Quran says himself. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the Noble Quran. In the back portion of the Quran, the last 25, 26 pages, the Quran literally eviscerates the Word of God, the Bible. In fact, they make all manner of fun and poke fun at the Scripture. Here's a portion of it that says, preacher of monotheism, and in that Islam denies the Trinity. They quote here in John 17:3, Mark 12:28-30. Time won't allow me to read all of these. Mark 12:32, Mark 12:34. And the verses, one of them, for example, in John 17:3, and this is the life eternal, that he might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, the footnote on this, when they take those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 texts that they've written, they say, in these verses, Jesus, peace be upon him, Jesus himself, had testified that Allah is the one God. There's none other than that, none other than Allah. And whoever believes in the oneness of Allah, he is near the kingdom of Allah. Therefore, whoever associates partners with Allah or believes in the Trinity is far away from the kingdom of Allah. And whoever is far away from the kingdom of Allah is an enemy of Allah and will burn in hell. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coming right from the Noble Quran. And that's what they think in relationship to, that's what they believe and teach in relationship to what you and I as believers hold dearly, and that is the triunity of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In fact, in Colossians 2:9, it says that in Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And if you reject Jesus Christ as being deity, you have destroyed the fundamentals of our faith. If Jesus Christ is not God, 100% God and 100% man, he is absolutely a fraud, a phony, he's a lunatic, he's a liar. And for me, I choose to believe the word of God that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, that died on Calvary's cross, shed his rich red royal blood, that sinners such as I could come to him for forgiveness and be saved, saved, saved. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned with the lack of understanding. And as our caller just recently mentioned about the anemia of so many Christians today that are ignorant of the scripture, and may I simply say this very boldly and yet very clearly, and with great sadness in my heart to say so, it's as a result of spineless preachers in the pulpit that will not take a stand on the truth of thus saith the word of God, and warning us, warning those that are listening of what the scripture says and the dangers of the false teachers and what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that Islam today is the has the great-great-great-great-granddaddy in Ishmael, which was the illegitimate son of Hagar and Abraham. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we have today the ones that God's Word said, I believe it's in Genesis, the 17th chapter, it's the right page, the right column, about halfway down in my Bible, that God says to Hagar that her children will be as the sand of the sea and will be hated of all men. And that's pointing to what we're finding today in Islam and the jihadist movement around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, if our demographers say that by 2050 America will be an Islamic nation, we need to sit up, wake up, smell the coffee, and do something in warning others while the opportunity still rests with us. Yes, Islam denies that Jesus Christ is God. They reject the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, Islam rejects Jesus' crucifixion on Calvary's cross. Do you realize Islam says that it was not Jesus, but it was a lookalike that the Christians had placed on the cross so that it would cause people to believe that Jesus had power to resurrect from the grave? That's the teachings of Islam. And yet this man that says that somehow Donald Trump is bad. He says Donald Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ in every way. And yet he does not know the Jesus Christ of my Bible. It's evident by what he has said. And he is paraphrasing and semi-quoting what is found in some of Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, right page in my Bible. And it's talking about in the days of the tribulation of how Christians respond to in treating how those that are treating the 144,000 male, virgin, Jewish evangelists that are preaching the eternal gospel on how we've treated them in the last days during the days of the tribulation. Because keep in mind, in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, 31 says, and when Jesus Christ returns with all of his holy angels, it's talking about in the return of Christ, what he's going to say to those that have been witnesses and have protected and taken care of and provided for those that are preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it goes back to Revelation 7, Revelation 14. That's another story for another day. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, I failed to do so several times now. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. You still have time to jump in this dialogue and discussion. 831-0917, get your call directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can have dialogue and discussion with you today. We're talking about the question of Islam and Jesus. It's amazing to me how so many today that are the loose likes, lost liberals believe somehow with the bleeding heart that we ought not say anything about the dangers and the wickedness and the evil of Islam. But ladies and gentlemen, Islam denies that God, Jesus Christ, is God. They reject the crucifixion. Islam rejects salvation by faith through Jesus Christ and his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Islam, via the Quran, says that Allah was not married, and thus he could have no children, and therefore Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. That's a total rejection of anything that's called biblical truth, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the position of Islam. Here it is, Surah 6:101. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have children when he has no wife? He created all things, and he is the all-knower of everything. Speaking of Allah, of course. And then in Surah 72:3, and he, exalted by his majesty of our Lord, has taken neither a wife nor a son, no offspring and no children for Allah. And I made a little footnote, and I'm reading from page 84, and my book is Islam Tolerant. Therefore, if Allah has no son, and the Bible teaches that God had a son, his name is Jesus, then this is Quranic proof that Allah and God are not the same. In fact, Muslims use these passages to condemn the doctrine of the sonship of Jesus Christ, as we know from Scripture. It is also true that the Quran denies the doctrine of the Trinity totally and completely. In fact, in Surah 4:171, it's an elongated surah, so I'll pick up with the last portion of it. Say not three, there is Trinity. Cease, it's better for you, for Allah is the only one. He is the one, and glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that's in the earth, and Allah is all-sufficient as a disposer of all affairs of man. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get you to hear, to understand, is that we're in danger in America when we allow on the airwaves that kind of diatribe and so many Christians believing it, even to the point where many today, even as Christians, are castigating and criticizing and critical of President Donald J. Trump. And he's done more for Christianity, he's done more for religious liberties, he's done more to protect our Bill of Rights than any other president in my lifetime. He's the one that restored Israel's rightful place as the head of all of Israel, where he's placed now in Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He's placed our embassy there, and other nations are falling as a result of it. President Donald J. Trump is the one that, by executive order, in May of 2017, nullified the Johnson Amendment that was encroaching upon the religious liberties and the freedom of speech for our churches and for Christians across America. Islam, via the Quran, says that Allah was not married and could not have a child. Islam laughs at our Bible. They call it, they say that it has errors, that it's fabricated, that it's not the Word of God. Islam, the Quran itself, rejects the Trinity. And ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting to understand, if they reject the Trinity, if Islam rejects the Trinity, if Islam rejects Jesus Christ as being the Son of God, then why can we believe, why should we believe, why should we adhere to or think that somehow, some way, this Islamic jihadist is correct when he castigates, criticizes, and condemns President Trump on a national public basis? Ladies and gentlemen, they claim, the Islamics claim, that yes, Jesus Christ is going to one day return. And the reason Christ will return, according to the Islamic scholars and the Quran, is that when he returns, he will hold hands with Muhammad and will cause the whole world to bow, to bend, and submit to Islam. They claim that that's the purpose of Jesus Christ's return. So, ladies and gentlemen, for every Christian, please do not be deceived by any stretch of the imagination. Islam does not believe in or accept Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Islamics are not what you think they are. Islamic Jesus is not God. It's not the Jesus in Islamic teaching is not the Savior. Islam in Islamic teachings, Jesus Christ will not save you. Remember that a good Muslim will not go to heaven. A good Muslim believes in the Quran, believes in Allah, believes that Allah is God. And ladies and gentlemen, if an Islamic does not obey the word of God and say yes to the true Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, he'll die and go to an eternity in hell. Ladies and gentlemen, the Muslims, if they believe the Quran, if they believe and practice the Quran, they are potential jihadists any place on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that any Muslim that believes the Quran and practices the Quran is a potential jihadist. It's not a matter of saying, how did he get radicalized? A radical Islamic is one that believes the Quran and practices the Quran, just as I call myself a radical Christian. I believe that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. I believe that the Word of God is inspired, infallible, and without error. I believe that the Word of God sets the baseline of all that we ought to do as believers in the world today. And therefore, if I believe the Bible, practice the Bible, I'm a radical Christian. Therefore, if an Islamic believes the Quran, practices the Quran, and carries out what the Quran says, he is a radical. He is already radicalized. Ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked and answered. Is it possible? Can a good Muslim be a good American? And the answer to that question is no. Let me just read you a list of some statements that were written a number of years ago that I did not originate, but I believe is ideal for closing this session today. Can a good Muslim be a good American? Scripturally, no. His allegiance is to the five pillars of Islam and the Quran. Geographically, no, because his allegiance is to Mecca, to which he turns and prays five times a day. Socially, no. His allegiance is to Islam, and Islam forbids him to honestly make friends with Christians or Jews. Politically, no. He must submit to the mullahs, that is, the Islamic spiritual leaders who teach annihilation of Israel and the destruction of America and of all Christians, the great Satan. Domestically, no. He is instructed to marry four women and beat and scourge his wife when they disobey him, Surah 434. Intellectually, no. He cannot accept the American Constitution because it is based on biblical principles, and he believes the Bible is totally corrupt. And ladies and gentlemen, again, I refer you to the last 25 pages in the Noble Quran where they eviscerate the Word of God. And yet for a Christian to believe and to think that an Islamic is a good person and to believe what they're saying in their criticism and castigation of President Trump? Philosophically, no. Islam, Muhammad, and the Quran do not allow freedom of religion and expression. Democracy and Islam cannot coexist. Every Muslim government is either dictatorial or autocratic. Spiritually, no. Americans declare one nation under God. The Christian's God is a loving God, kind, while Allah is never referred to as a heavenly father, nor is he ever called love in the Quran's 99 names for Allah. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we understand it, we need to understand that Donald Trump is right when he talks about immigration. We should be very suspicious of all Muslims entering into this country. They obviously cannot be both good Muslims and good Americans. It's an impossibility. Look at Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar as good prima facie evidence examples of what I've said in relationship to the problems with that teaching today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jesus of the Quran and the Jesus Christ of the Bible are two totally different Jesus Christ Jesuses. So may I commend the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.